by another student, another teacher, and the other teacher has to watch him hit the student. But I'd just, you know, squeeze him hard right about there on the shoulders, you know, and just do other things to him. I was really, my attitude was sort of strange because I didn't need the work, you know, I didn't care, and I let them know. Because they'd send me to a place and I would only be there one day, and it'd be an English class, or it'd be a Latin class, which I know nothing about, or it'd be a math class that was even beyond me. You know, they sent me, in fact, to my old high school to teach a math class where I didn't even know what the math was, because I have no math background. So I'd always give a philosophy of education rap, you know, saying, like, go ahead, do what you want right now. I'm gonna make it rough on you if you make noise, but I don't care what you do. Because when you get to college, they don't care either. And there isn't going to be anyone making you do your homework, because they just assume you leave. They get paid whether you're there or not. So hoping to sort of maybe just expose them to a little bit of the realities of life. Because mostly in high schools, you know, the teacher's half jailer and half teacher. And if they can teach the students anything, it's a miracle.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I agree.
So I did that, and then the summer I goofed off, and then I started graduate school in the fall at Memphis State, and I was really gung-ho. I hadn't really hung around too many English graduate or professors. Most of my experience on a social level were the art teachers, which are very cliquey and very, they're cliquey with the art students, but they're also, they form social relationships. You know, I mean, you're invited to their parties and they get bombed, and it's just, you know, that type of a thing. But here, I was unlucky enough to get the head of the graduate department as my advisor, who also taught this course called Methods of Research and Bibliography, which is very similar to what they give law students. It's like use of the library, but compounded to the nth degree. Well, everyone saves it till the last, because it's the roughest course there. I had to take that. I had to take German over again, because I was language deficient. And I took a course in Chaucer, which was very confusing, too, because the guy only spoke Middle English.
The professor?
Yeah, after the first couple of weeks, all it was not only reading it, which was hard enough,
yeah,
because their spelling wasn't... The words were spelled 10 different ways, but they meant the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking it, we had to learn how to speak it and that type of thing.
Was that fun, or was it?
It was horrible.
Oh.
The guy was, well, for example, the teacher, they had these forms around. Memphis State is a very conservative, classically oriented school. They had these forms that the students were supposed to fill out. Should, you know, are language requirements irrelevant in graduate school? And should they be, you know, dropped? And he said, here's what I think of this. And he tore him in half and dropped him in the wastebasket, you know. Well, I didn't really care anyway, but I sort of got to know what graduate school was like and where it would end. I mean, I had in my mind that I wanted to be a college professor. You know, it's an easy job. You don't have to work but 9 hours a week. And it's hard as you make it. I mean, some teachers give the little daily quizzes and they really gung-ho. And then some of them give a midterm and a final. And, you know, they have to grade 2 papers per student. So it's very little work. And then they try to trick the administration into thinking that they're doing their own research or some sort of esoteric something. Writing,
like this, huh?
Right, writing papers for learned journals that really no one but themselves are interested in. So I met these people, and particularly the revelation came when I was in the final... class in this Methods of Research and Bibliography course, and I was sitting around the table, and people were so competitive and just so nervous and worried, and it was like you talk to them out of class and they'd be one person, but in class you talk to them and they'd